In recent weeks, Governor Cuomo has spent little time at the state capitol. He did not speak after a private meeting with the legislative leaders, and he also did not attend the annual state Democratic Party gathering in Albany. Nevertheless, Cuomo is still pushing some issues left on his agenda in appearances around the state as the legislative session draws to a close. The governor is pressing for stricter anti-sexual assault laws on college campuses. He was joined at New York's Fashion Institute of Technology by House Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi.
Good morning, everyone.
Where Cuomo said 1 in 5 women may be sexually assaulted in their lifetime.
I'll tell you what's worse. Only 5% of rapes on college campuses are reported. 5%. Worse than that, 10% of the perpetrators who are found guilty of sexual assault are permanently expelled. We are still covering this up.
Cuomo has bypassed the legislature altogether and acted administratively to appoint a wage board to look at raising the minimum wage for fast food workers. The measure has been blocked in the Senate, which is led by Republicans. They believe it would hurt businesses. But Cuomo does need lawmakers to enact an education tax credit. It would benefit private schools by financing scholarships for poor children, as well as some select programs at public schools. Donors who contribute up to $1 million would receive a credit worth up to $750,000 on their taxes. The governor appeared with Cardinal Timothy Dolan on Long Island and in Buffalo. The cardinal admits he's been disappointed that the measure has failed in the past. He's also suggested that some supporters, without naming names, have not pushed vigorously enough. But speaking to school children brought to the event, Dolan says he's pressing on.
There's been reason in the past to be discouraged. When I'm about ready to give up, all I have to do is visit one of our schools and see you, and I know it's all worthwhile.
Cuomo has added 2 new proposals in an attempt to make it more palatable to opponents, including a tax credit for parents who send their children to private schools and money to help teachers buy additional school supplies. The idea is backed by the Senate Republicans, who already approved their own version, but it lacks support among the majority of Assembly Democrats. Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie says even with the governor's revisions to the bill, there is still not enough support among Democrats to bring the bill to the floor for a vote.
I still think the conference is where it is. It has some members who support it, but
even though there are numerous Republican supporters in the Assembly, perhaps even enough for the bill to pass, Hastie says he's sticking to a longtime Albany tradition. Majority parties often withhold bills if there aren't enough votes among their own members for the measure to pass without help from the minority party. Cuomo, at an event to promote the education tax credit at a Brooklyn yeshiva, blasted that practice, saying it's disingenuous.
At least be honest with the people, because what they have done up until now has been a game, and it's been a sham.
Speaker Hastie says he won't be pressured by the governor.
We don't have a consensus of the ability of Democrats to pass a bill. It's not going to come to the floor. I don't care what campaign goes on.
In addition to the distractions of the ongoing corruption scandal, Governor Cuomo has had issues in his personal life to deal with. His longtime partner, Food Network star Sandra Lee, had cancer surgery this week, and the governor's been taking time off to help her recover. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.